If you're just joining us, it's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we'll be looking at the condition of dams across Wisconsin. There are roughly 4,700 of them in our state. At least 350 are labeled as a high hazard or significant hazard. Do you live near one? Has there ever been a dam burst, or have you seen water overtop it? What do you wonder about the condition of the dams in your county? Join in right now, 800-642-1234, as we prepare to talk with the DNR's dam safety engineer. But first, temperatures have plummeted across our state, and that means that most of our lakes are frozen. So if we traveled back in time to the late 1800s, this would be prime time for a big Wisconsin industry that's fallen by the wayside. That's ice harvesting. WPR host Keely Baltina talked with Madison historian Ann Weidlich about why the state was a leader in ice harvesting and how it gave up a leg up in industries like beer brewing and meatpacking.
As we're getting started with this ice harvesting conversation, I can't help but think of the movie Frozen. It opens with these images of people with big saws,
yes,
you know, sawing through these huge chunks of ice and throwing them on sleds. Is that ice harvesting?
Yes, it is. It's a quite realistic portrayal of ice harvesting. The saw is different from an ordinary wood saw. It has a handle that comes up at an angle. And so if you see a funny saw in an antique store that's not like an ordinary wood saw, it probably is an ice saw.
So we see these mostly men outside doing really difficult work in the cold, getting these big blocks of ice. Why was ice harvesting so important?
Well, people wanted ice. They had ice boxes starting in the mid-1800s. And they needed ice to keep food cold in these ice boxes. But also, the growth of the ice industry was because of meat packing and also beer brewing. People in Wisconsin and in the United States liked a lighter beer called lager beer. And in order to brew and store lager beer, it needed to be at a cold temperature. So they would use ice to keep the beer cold, both brewing and during storage. But then also the meatpacking industry, because it used to be that you either had to smoke the meat or salt the meat or turn it into sausages in order to keep it, particularly through the summertime. And when they discovered that you could cool down the meat, and if you kept it cold, it would last longer, then they went out and harvested all the ice they could find. And eventually the big meat packers got into making ice in mechanically rather than cutting it out of the ice ponds.
The industries you're pointing to are big Wisconsin industries from
yes.
beer making. We even think of, you know, Oscar Mayer's presence
yes.
here.
Yes, and Oscar Mayer started out cutting ice out of Lake Mendota, but early on realized that it was not going to be enough and it was an awful lot of hard work. And so they made very fine, very clear, very pure ice, and then they allowed their workers to take some of that ice home. And then the workers told their neighbors, and their neighbors wanted some of that ice too. So actually, Oscar Mayer also got into the ice delivery business up until after World War II. And then almost everyone had a mechanical refrigerator and could make their own ice and didn't need ice delivery. But yeah, Oscar Mayer was into ice as much as meat.
And that industry developed secondary to the ice harvesting, right? The ice was necessary for those to thrive here.
Yes. Yes. And as I say, people wanted ice for ice boxes came in the mid-1800s. And their quality varied about depending on how much money you wanted to spend on an ice box. But they weren't really that cold, and it wasn't really that satisfactory. And so people switched over to mechanical refrigerators as soon as they became available in the late 1920s.
What was the role of the railroad here in Wisconsin to take Wisconsin ice all over the place?
Yes, we were very fortunate in Wisconsin. We not only had nice cold winters that produced nice hard ice, but we also had a lot of railroads coming into the state at first because of the lumbering in the northern part of the state. But then it was obvious that ice could be shipped in boxcars to the southern states. They would really like some of our nice hard cold ice. And so with the North Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Paul and Pacific Railroad and the Illinois Central Railroad, both of them shipped Illinois Central more down towards St. Louis, and the Northwestern Railroad down to Chicago.
How did they keep it cold once it got to warmer climates, or how did they ship ice in the summertime?
Well, they had developed refrigerated boxcars that would store the ice fairly well. And then there were also big ice houses down in Chicago and St. Louis and elsewhere where, again, they would store the ice. And they were insulated, of course, with either straw or sawdust often. They did lose ice. I mean, it did melt. They couldn't keep it totally hard. But these ice houses were constructed in such a way that the water from the ice melting was taken away and the air was circulated to try and preserve as much of the ice as possible.
Ann Weidlich is a former reference librarian at the Madison Public Library, who's now a local historian here in Madison. And we are talking about ice harvesting, which was a really prominent industry here in Wisconsin, 100, 150 years ago. And let's go back to that ice harvesting. What did that work look like? Can you paint a picture for us?
Well, first of all, they had to scrape the ice clear of any snow that had accumulated on the ice. And then they would go out with what was called ice plows. And these were rows of teeth on what looked like a saw drawn by horses that would cut a groove into the ice in about 20-inch sections. And then they would go the other way to cut another 20-inch section going the other way. Then they would use these ice saws that we talked about to actually literally saw through these grooves. And then they would use ice picks to push these blocks of ice into channels that led up to the ice house at the edge of the lake. And there would be a conveyor belt that would drag these ice blocks up into the ice house. And there would be men up there who would push the ice blocks around in the ice house to get them stacked upright, and then also adding the straw or sawdust to prevent the ice blocks from freezing together, but also to insulate the whole section in general. And so it was a lot of very hard, very cold, often wet. People used to come to watch the men do the ice harvesting because very often a horse or a man would fall in the water. And that was a lot of excitement to drag the horse or the person out of the water. Was a thrill that you could go to the edge and watch and see if that would happen.
Who were the people who did the work?
Well, in Wisconsin, we had a lot of farms in the summertime, and they would hire single men mostly to do farm work in the summer. And then these men were, quote, free, so to speak, in the wintertime to take up this kind of employment. It would last for 2, 3, 4 weeks, probably at the end of January, sometime in February. They might get as much as $1, $1.50 a day to do this work.
Where in Wisconsin were the best places to harvest ice?
It would have been lakes, and especially a deeper lake, so that the water was still and didn't get a lot of bubbles into it, which would happen if the water was flowing. We had a lot of mill ponds throughout the state because the mill was used in the summer or winter mostly the summer for grinding wheat and flour and sawing lumber. So these mill ponds were pretty good. And so almost every little town in Wisconsin had some effort to cut ice out of the mill ponds and store it for their own local use and maybe a little bit of delivery to the nearby farms. But it was Milwaukee and Madison that had the biggest ice harvesting companies and would do the most in terms of delivering it elsewhere.
Now we have refrigerators and freezers that run off of electricity. Does ice harvesting still happen today?
Yes, a little bit. Several historical societies throughout the state will off and on do ice harvesting demonstrations with the equipment that they've collected in their museums. And then I understand that the Amish are still active in cutting ice because they don't rely on electricity.
Anne, thank you so much for talking to us about this.
You're very welcome.
And that was WPR host Keely Baltina talking with Madison historian Anne Weidlich about Wisconsin's ice harvesting legacy. You can explore more of this history. You can see old pictures of ice harvesters. It's all at wiscontext.org. Coming up, we talk with the DNR's dam safety engineer who manages dam emergencies and inspections statewide. She gets us up to speed on the condition of our dams. And we go to Monroe County, where they've dealt with several dam breaches, and now they have a new climate change plan they're working off of. Have you incurred flooding in recent years? Is that related to an infrastructure failure? How has the increased intensity of storms impacted your land and home and dam operators and engineers? Let's hear from you. Phone lines are open right now, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We talk about the state of dams and hear from you after this news update on the Ideas Network.